Sure, it kills cells, kills animals. But what happens before the cells die, before the animals die? In this video, I want to talk about another aspect of ivermectin toxicity, genotoxicity, mutagenicity, and the signs that ivermectin is a clastogen. So without further ado, here are 18 studies highlighting the clastogenic and DNA damaging effects of ivermectin, as well as disorders associated with DNA damage. Okay, this is our first study. It's called The Mutagenic Effects of Ivermectin in Germinal Cells and Serum Protein of the Mouse. In the first study, researchers conducted an experiment to investigate the mutagenicity of ivermectin on meiotic chromosomes of mice. They found a significant increase in meiotic aberrations, which suggests that ivermectin is of mutagenic nature. Here are two quotes from the paper. Effects of ivermectin on spermatite chromosomes. Structural aberrations. Cytological analysis of diakinesis metaphase 1 spermatocytes of the treated samples revealed significant increase in chromosome aberrations over the control values. Quote, analysis of the treated samples revealed significant increase in meiotic aberrations. So the ivermectin group had 33.83% and the control group had 5.8%. So here's the chart. This represents the meiotic aberrations, the abnormal metaphases as a percentage. And we see this massive 480% jump when some ivermectin is mixed in. So in the control experiment, the percentage abnormal metaphases was just 5.83. But then when a little bit of ivermectin was mixed in, this jumped 480% up to 33.83%. So with one small dose of ivermectin, 200 micrograms per kilogram, the percentage of chromosome aberrations goes up 480%. The authors of this paper, I'll show you in a second, call this abnormal metaphases. Control 5.83 with ivermectin up 480% to 33.83% chromosomal aberrations. So let's check out real quick table one of the paper. We see two rows. The first is the control. The second is the ivermectin. And this is just 200 micrograms per kilogram. Just the tiny amount of ivermectin injected. Look at these effects though. So all of these are chromosomal aberrations. We have autosomal univalent going from 0.5 in the control as a percent to 6%. The next one is XY univalent going from 1.6% to 11% once the ivermectin's added. 1.6% to 11%. That's massive. Next up, autosomal univalent going from 0.3% to 1%. The next one, ring IV from 0.16% in the control to 0.83%. with ivermectin. The next one here, quadrivalent chain aberration from 2.16% in the control to 9.3%. Remember, these are all types of chromosomal aberrations that are skyrocketing after one small injection of ivermectin. For hexavalent chain, it goes from 0.16% to 1.83. There were no fragment aberrations in the control, but that rose to 0.16% with ivermectin. And finally, polyploidy chromosomal aberration from 0.83% to 3% after the ivermectin. So again, these are the different types of chromosomal aberrations, and we're seeing huge jumps with ivermectin. That's why the paper says that these findings support the mutagenicity of ivermectin. It really looks like it's inducing chromosomal aberrations to a large degree. And these charts here are extremely concerning. These are the number of chromosomal aberrations with and without ivermectin by type. And we see these massive jumps when ivermectin is put into the mix. AU chromosomal aberrations up 1,100% with ivermectin. XYU chromosomal aberrations up 588% with ivermectin. AUXY chromosomal aberrations up 233%. RIV chromosomal aberrations up 419%. CIV chromosomal aberrations up 331% with ivermectin. CVI chromosomal aberrations up 1,044%. And polyploidy chromosomal aberrations up 261%. And here are a few more quotes from the paper. Quote, effects of ivermectin on spermatocyte chromosomes. Spermatocytes of the treated samples revealed significant increase in chromosomal aberrations over the control values. The present observations pointed to the mutagenic effects of ivermectin. The frequency of translocation is significantly higher than that found in the control samples. These studies revealed high clastogenetic and genotoxic potential of ivermectin. In the present work, ivermectin induced significant increase in the reciprocal translocation figures of primary spermatocytes. Those are the sperm cells. The changes in the serum protein fractions add another warning for the mutagenicity of ivermectin. So let's define some of these terms that keep popping up. So a clastogen is a substance or an agent that induces chromosomal breakage or structural changes in the DNA of cells. The term clastogen is derived from the Greek word klastos, meaning to break. Clastogens can cause damage to the genetic material, leading to the formation of chromosomal aberrations. A mutagen is a substance or agent that can induce changes or mutations in the DNA sequence of an organism. And finally, genotoxic refers to substances that have the ability to damage or alter the genetic material of living cells, which increases the risk for mutations. Let's go to our second study here by El Makaway et al., looking at ivermectin genotoxicity on buffalo lymphocytes. The researchers found that ivermectin caused a significant rise in micronuclei and chromosomal aberrations with increasing doses of ivermectin. You can see in the chart how profound these increases are. Very, very dose dependent. I drew a trend line on each of these charts, and we're seeing a very, very clear pattern, an obvious correlation. And speaking of dose dependent, this is a chart of structural chromosomal aberrations, broken down by type. So the blue is the gaps, the red is the breaks, the yellow is the deletions, green is fragments, and finally the orange is the centromeric attenuations. And we see for all of these examples, as evidenced by the trend lines, as the ivermectin dose increases, so too do the chromosomal aberrations. This is scary. Quote, results showed that ivermectin induced dose-dependent increase in the frequencies of the binucleated lymphocytes with micronuclei, as well as the number of micronuclei in lymphocytes of river buffalo. Quote, ivermectin low dose caused non-significant increase in the frequency of total chromosomal aberrations in lymphocytes of river buffalo as compared to control. Whereas in medium and high doses, the frequencies of aberrant cells increased at a significant level with a p less than or equal to 0.001 versus control. So if the p-value is less than 0.05, it's deemed statistically significant. In this case, it's less than or equal to 0.001. When they used medium and high doses of ivermectin, they saw a statistically significant increase in the frequency of aberrant cells. The next quote. In addition, the numbers of binucleated lymphocytes showed dose-dependent decrease than control. These results revealed that the drug has a cytotoxic effect on the number of cell divisions, as the micronuclei are small chromatin-containing bodies arising from chromosome fragmentation by breaks or deletion. The results of micronuclei formation confirmed our results of chromosomal aberrations, indicating the clastogenic effects of ivermectin. So there's that dreaded word again, clastogenic. So again, that means it induces chromosomal breakage or structural changes in the DNA of cells. So let's turn to study number three, ivermectin's cytogenic potential on mice bone marrow cells. This is a study by Sweefy et al. Entitled, The Cytogenic Potential of Ivermectin on Bone Marrow Cells of Mice in Vivo. Researchers evaluated the cytogenicity of ivermectin on mice through chromosomal aberration and micronucleus tests. And they found that ivermectin induced high levels of chromosome aberrations and genotoxicity in somatic cells. Quote, ivermectin induced high level of chromosomal aberrations in somatic cells, as it is ascertained by chromosome aberration assay, and micronuclei production in bone marrow cells. And this is key. This study revealed high clastogenetic and genotoxic potential of ivermectin on mice. It's a bombshell. Quote, the table contains all the different types of chromosomal aberrations recorded in the examined cells. A single IP injection of ivermectin, so that's intraperitoneal injection, where the ivermectin's injected into the body cavity, in this case of the mice. So a single IP injection of ivermectin, and not very much, 200 micrograms per kilogram. That's 15 times lower than the 3 micrograms per kilogram dosage they use in Africa, for example, for onchocerciasis. And it's 30 times less than what they want people to take every day as part of these crazy COVID protocols. So the 200 micrograms per kilogram ivermectin injected intraperitoneal resulted in a significant increase in percentage of aberrant cells, with a p-value less than or equal to 0.001. Quote, it is clear from Table 2 that injection with ivermectin induced high significant increase in the frequency of the damaged cells all over the examined periods. Again, the p-value is less than or equal to 0.001. Let's look at this in chart format. This is over time. On the x-axis, we have the number of days after the single ivermectin injection. And on the y-axis, we have the frequency of micronuclei. There's supposed to be just one big nuclei per cell. And micronuclei is a sign that something's very wrong. And this can be a sign of genotoxicity. So what we see versus the control level of 2.5, these massive increases over the control. So on the first day, plus 373% over the control. The second day, still up 320%. The third day, plus 180%. On day 7, plus 153%. And 2 weeks out from the injection, the micronuclei frequency are still up 120%. That is major. In the second chart here, micronuclei frequency versus days after the second ivermectin dose. One day after, plus 187%. 2 days after, plus 200%. 3 days after, plus 180%. 7 days after, plus 47%. And finally, 2 weeks after, plus 113% in terms of micronuclei frequency versus the control. That is scary stuff. On to study number 4, which looks at how much ivermectin breaks DNA strands in Chinese hamster ovary cells. The study was by Molinari et al., and it was entitled In Vitro Genotoxic and Cytotoxic Effects of Ivermectin on Chinese Hamster Ovary Cells, CHOK1 Cells. The researchers conducted various genotoxicity and cytotoxicity assays to investigate the effects of ivermectin and its commercial formulation Ivomec on Chinese hamster ovary cells. And they found that ivermectin caused DNA strand breaks in Chinese hamster ovary cells. Quote, ivermectin and Ivomec induced DNA strand breaks revealed by single cell gel electrophoresis. Quote, both chemicals induced DNA strand breaks revealed by the common assay. Quote, ivermectin and Ivomec exert both genotoxicity and cytotoxicity in mammalian cells in vitro, at least in CHOK1 cells. Quote, a brief 80-minute pulse treatment of between 5 and 50 micrograms per milliliter of ivermectin, or 25 and 50 micrograms per milliliter of Ivomec, resulted in a manifest level of single DNA strand break induction. The next study is called Ivermectin Confers Its Cytotoxic Effects by Inducing AMPK/mTOR-Mediated Autophagy and DNA2 Damage by Zhang et al. The results indicate that ivermectin can induce DNA double-strand breaks in HeLa cells, and the degree of double-strand break is dependent on the concentration of ivermectin. Quote, ivermectin has significant ability to induce DNA oxidative damage and enhance autophagy in HeLa cells. Quote, as expected, we found that ivermectin can induce oxidative double-stranded damage in HeLa cells, indicating that ivermectin has potential genotoxicity to human health. Quote, we conclude that ivermectin produces genotoxicity and cytotoxicity by inducing DNA damage and AMPK/mTOR-mediated autophagy, thereby posing a potential risk to human health. Let's continue to study number 6. This study was called Genotoxicity and Carcinogenicity of Ivermectin and Amoxicillin in Vivo Systems by De Souza et al. Quote, the results revealed that ivermectin increased the frequency of epithelial tumor in D. melanogaster, considering all evaluated concentrations. Quote, it was observed a dose dependence in the frequency of micronuclei in T. pallidia, considering the highest concentrations, 11.42, 22.84, and 45.68 times 10 to the negative 5 millimoles, differing statistically with the p-value less than or equal to 0.05 from the negative control, evidencing a genotoxic effect of ivermectin. Quote, the results observed in D. melanogaster and T. pallida showed that ivermectin can increase the damage in the genetic material, leading to genetic instability. Quote, findings showed an increase in the frequency of micronuclei in T. pallidia treated with 11.42, 22.84, and 45.68 times 10 to the negative 5 millimoles of ivermectin. We conclude that chronic exposure to ivermectin is directly associated with events resulting from genetic instability, and then in parentheses, genotoxicity and carcinogenicity On the bottom here, we see the total tumors versus the ivermectin in chart format. And we see as the dose of ivermectin increases, so too do the total tumors. And when we draw this trend line, we see this near dose-dependent relationship. Very, very linear. When we draw this linear regression, it hits almost all five of the points. So here's micronuclei per 100 as the dosage of ivermectin increases. So in other words, the percentage of cells which have micronuclei abnormalities. The control level is 0.5. That's the blue line at the bottom. And we see for all tested amounts of ivermectin, huge increases over the control in the amount of micronuclei. And it's really staggering how high this goes. So at the smallest dose of ivermectin tested, plus 280% micronuclei. And then the next dose, plus 520%. The next dose, plus 1,000%. Up to 5.5% micronuclei. And then finally, at the highest dose of ivermectin, plus 1,400%. 5.7 had micronuclei per 100 cells examined. All right, let's continue to study number 7. DNA strand breaks induced by ivermectin in mosquitoes. The study was called Genotoxic and Cytotoxic In Vitro Evaluation of Ivermectin on Aedes albopictus larvae cells. Ivermectin-induced DNA strand breaks, enhancing both slightly damaged and damaged cells at 25 to 50 micrograms per milliliter of ivermectin. Data indicated that ivermectin exerts both genotoxicity and cytotoxicity in insect cells in vitro. And again, they used the Aedes albopictus larvae. Genotoxicity and cytotoxicity were indicated. Here's study number 8, high levels of DNA damage in cows exposed to ivermectin. The paper was called Comet Assay to Determine Genetic Damage by the Use of Ivermectin in Zebu Cows by Montes Vergara et al. So the researchers explored how much DNA damage ivermectin causes in the Zebu cow. Quote, the values of classification of comets indicate cells with high levels of damage. Grade 3 means cells with high damage. And grade 4 is even worse. The rate of the DNA damage of the treatment between 1% and 3.5% was significant. The results obtained in this study demonstrate the likely genotoxic potential of the use of ivermectin in cattle. Quote, regardless of the ivermectin concentration, the presence of nuclei with DNA migration was observed in a percentage greater than 75% in all cells observed per plaque, demonstrating the ability of the ivermectin compound to produce simple chain breaks in the DNA molecule. So here's the chart of what they found. On the x-axis, we have each of the different subjects, some of them receiving 1% ivermectin, and some receiving 3.15% ivermectin. And what they found is striking. Despite all of the control cows scoring a 0 on the Comet Assay, which measures DNA damage, 8 of the ivermectin-treated cows scored a 3 with Comet classification, meaning very damaged. And worse still, 2 of the cows scored a 4. So all the controls scored a 0, very little DNA damage. 8 of the ivermectin-treated cows scored a 3, high damage. And the other 2 ivermectin-treated cows scored a 4. So a very, very concerning in vivo study. Quote, the results found in the present study constitute concrete evidence for the induction of genomic damage as exerted by ivermectin using the Comet Assay methodology. Quote, in conclusion, the results suggest that the genetic damage found in the studied livestock may be associated with the use of ivermectin. Let's go to study number 9, which looks at ivermectin's genotoxic effect on tadpoles. The study was called Genotoxicity of 3 Avermectins on polypedates, megacephalus, tadpoles, using the Comet Assay. So here's the Comet Assay again, which looks at the DNA damage. This paper was by Gang et al., and they made some very concerning findings in relation to ivermectin's, quote, genotoxic effects at relatively low concentrations in tadpoles. It says the tadpoles exposed to the lower concentrations of abamectin, 0.006 milligrams per liter, showed a significant increase in DNA damage with a p-value less than 0.05. And the tadpoles exposed to other concentrations of the 3 avermectins showed a highly significant increase in DNA damage, p-value less than 0.01. Quote, our results showed clearly that avermectins caused dose-dependent DNA damage on amphibian tadpoles. The 3 avermectins increased the DNA damage observed in the tadpoles in a dose-responsive manner. there were strong linear correlations between the DNA damages and the concentrations of the three test substances. The cellular distributions of DNA damages in tadpoles are shown in figure 3. We'll cover that in a second. Of the tadpoles treated with increasing concentrations of the three test substances, higher proportions of cells had greater amount of DNA damage than those of the negative control. So here's a chart that shows a dose-dependent increase in DNA damage as ivermectin dosing increases. So the control level 14.38, and then they had 5 different doses they tested for ivermectin. And let's read out these massive jumps upward in terms of DNA damage frequency as a percentage. The lowest amount of ivermectin tested yielded a plus 282% jump in the DNA damage frequency. The next ivermectin dose, plus 459% increase in DNA damage frequency. The next dose, plus 472% DNA damage frequency. The next higher dose, plus 509% DNA damage frequency. And finally, plus 530% with the highest dose tested. Let's look at this next chart. This is the Kamadasai tail factor as a percent. So this is another measure of DNA damage. The higher the tail factor, the more DNA damage. So the control is 4.8% for the Kamadasai tail factor. And let's read out these 5 increases. Again, they tested 5 different concentrations of ivermectin. And here's what they got as far as the increases to the Kamadasai tail factor. And you can see how linear this relationship is. Plus 48%, plus 71%, plus 82%, plus 84%, and for the largest dose tested, plus 86%. So here's a different way to look at the DNA damage by ivermectin concentration. So here at the bottom on the x-axis, we have each of the different ivermectin concentrations in milligrams per liter. So the control got 0 ivermectin. Then we had 0.003, 0.006, 0.009, 0.012, and 0.015 milligrams per liter. Those were the concentrations tested. So on the Comet scale, class 0 means very little DNA damage, near pristine. And we can see when there's no ivermectin, almost all of the cells score 0, which is good. As the ivermectin is ramped up and the dose is increased, we see more and more of class 1, and then class 2, and then class 3. It all shifts to these worse and worse scores, indicating higher and higher levels of DNA damage as the ivermectin is increased. And here's a quote from the paper. According to these results above, and our finding that ivermectins can cause DNA damage in tadpoles at the concentrations below the recommended applied levels, we consider it possible that ivermectins are carcinogenic and confirm it has negative impacts on the development of tadpoles. All right, we're halfway done. Let's go to study number 10. Ivermectin-induced DNA damage in Chinese hamster ovary cells. The paper is called DNA Damage Kinetics and Apoptosis in Ivermectin-Treated Chinese Hamster Ovary Cells by Molinari et al. The researchers conducted an experiment using the Kamadasai to analyze the kinetics of DNA damage in Chinese hamster ovary cells induced by ivermectin. Quote, after 6 hours of treatment, cell survival decreased up to 75% and 79% in ivermectin and ivo-treated cultures, respectively. Here are some quotes from the paper. Quote, a clear increase in DNA damage was found immediately after test compound treatments, 0 hours, in both ivermectin and ivo-treated cells. For both products, quote, biphasic behavior in DNA damage occurred during the incubation time. Quote, a time-dependent increase in ivermectin and ivo-induced DNA damage was observed within 0 to 3 hours after pulse treatment, revealed by a progressive decrease of undamaged cells and an increase in slightly damaged and damaged cells. Quote, a time-dependent increase in ivermectin and ivo-induced DNA damage was observed by a progressive decrease of undamaged cells simultaneously with an increase in the frequency of slightly damaged and damaged cells within the 0 to 3 hours post-incubation time. Let's turn to study number 11, which looked at ivermectin-induced DNA damage in Chinese mitten crab hemocyte blood cells. The paper was called Ivermectin Induces the Oxidative Stress, Genotoxicity, and Immunological Responses in the Chinese mitten crab. The researchers investigated the aquatic toxicity of ivermectin and its effects on E. sinensis crabs. The study found that exposure to sublethal concentrations of ivermectin resulted in a decreased level of antioxidants, increased oxidative products, elevated levels of reactive oxygen species, reduced phagocytic activity, and genetic damage in the crabs, indicating significant toxic effects on the species, including oxidative stress, immunological activity inhibition, and genotoxicity. That last one is major. Genotoxicity. Quote, ivermectin or its family members can induce oxidative and immunological damage, as well as genotoxicity in mammals, birds, and fish. Quote, the 48-hour and the 96-hour LC50 values of ivermectin on E. sinensis were 1.663 milligrams per liter and 0.954 milligrams per liter. So those are the lethal doses required to kill 50% of the population of these crabs if they soak in it for 48 hours or 96 hours, respectively. 1.663 milligrams per liter and 0.954 milligrams per liter. Quote, ivermectin induces DNA damage in hemocytes. So here's a comet ratio chart over time. So we have these different snapshots. 0 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, and 96 hours. And those are on the x-axis. For each of these snapshots, we have the different levels of ivermectin, starting at 0 for the control. And then we also have 0.03, 0.06, 0.12, 0.24, and 0.48 milligrams per liter. And we see this big divergence, dose-dependent, whereby the larger the dose of ivermectin, the more DNA damage, as shown by the comet ratio. And here's another chart that can show us the DNA damage. This time they're measuring the percent DNA in the tail. Again, we have the same snapshots, 0 hours, 24, 48, 72, and 96 hours. The same treatment groups, the same dosing groups, and again, we have very similar action, whereby the higher the dose, the more damage. And you can see here how this progresses over time, from the exposure to the level of DNA damage. Oh, and this is really concerning also. This is the percentage of micronuclei. Again, micronuclei are anomalies, which indicate oftentimes DNA damage. And again, we see the percentage of micronuclei increasing in a dose-dependent fashion, and we have these different snapshots. And by the way, these are percentages of micronuclei. So here at 72 hours, the largest amount of ivermectin is up to like 12%. 12% of the cells they looked at had micronuclei instead of the standard one big nuclei. Quote, a common assay was performed to investigate the level of DNA damage under ivermectin exposure. In control, most hemocytes were observed with a circular intact nuclei, whereas different degree of comets in the exposure groups early at 24 hours. More comets appeared with increase of ivermectin concentration. The comet ratio and percentage of DNA in the tail increased significantly at each concentration from 24 hours, with a p-value less than 0.05. In the group of 0.48 milligrams per liter, the comet ratio and percentage of DNA rose about 2.7 and 4.1 fold respectively. That's a huge jump in comparison to control at 24 hours. Although there was a slight recovery at 48 or 72 hours, it continued to increase at 96 hours. Even in the group of 0.03 milligrams per liter, the values of both comet ratio and percentage of DNA are 3.8 and 5-fold higher than the control at 96 hours. Quote, ivermectin induces micronuclei frequency in hemocytes. An obvious increase in micronuclei frequency was observed at high concentrations, especially at 0.48 milligrams per liter from 48 hours exposure. And at 96 hours, there is a significant difference in concentration groups of 0.12, 0.24, and 0.48 milligrams per liter compared to the control. And the p-value there is less than 0.05. Quote, according to the results from two-way ANOVA, a significant interaction between ivermectin concentration and exposure time was found for all biomarkers involved. All biomarkers investigated in this test showed a significant correlation between the concentration, exposure time, and their cross combination. It indicated that both ivermectin concentrations and exposure time have significant effects on the oxidative, immunological response, and DNA damage in E. sinensis, that's the crab species. The micronuclei test was developed as a simple and practical in vivo cytogenic screening method for mutagens. In the present study, micronuclei frequency increased significantly in high concentration groups from 48 hours. The next paper is called The Study of Genotoxic and Cytotoxic Effects and DNA Damage by Ivermectin in Bone Marrow of Mice by Sadek et al. The results demonstrated that ivermectin administration led to a significant decrease in polychromic erythrocytes. So they found that ivermectin administration led to a significant increase in micronuclei formation. So this indicated both angiogenic and clastogenic effects. So an angiogen is an agent that causes daughter cells to have an abnormal number of chromosomes. Furthermore, the common assay revealed significant DNA damage in bone marrow cells treated with ivermectin, highlighting its genotoxic and cytotoxic potential in somatic cells. So in this case, the somatic cells are just the healthy bone marrow cells of the mice. So here are some quotes from the paper. Quote, results of current study revealed that ivermectin has genotoxic and cytotoxic effects on somatic cells of male white mice. Quote, oral treatment of white mice with ivermectin induced a significant DNA damage in bone marrow cells, which revealed by COMET assay results. The mean of damaged bone marrow cells in mice treated with doses of 0.6 and 0.8 milligrams per kilogram were different significantly when compared with the negative control, p-value less than or equal to 0.01. Ivermectin induced both angiogenic and clastogenic effects in bone marrow of male white mice. The results showed a significant increase in means of numerological chromosome aberrations, aneuploidy and polyploidy, with a p-value less than or equal to 0.05. The highest mean of structural chromosomal aberrations, with and without gaps, was recorded in mice treated with 0.8 milligrams per kilogram body weight. The results showed that ivermectin induced significant decrease in the mean of polychromic erythrocytes, and the lowest value was recorded at the dose 0.6 milligrams per kilogram, with a p-value of less than 0.01, and significant increase in the mean of micronuclei were induced by the three doses of the drug, with a p-value of less than 0.01. Let's go to the next study, which looked at ivermectin's mutagenic effects in mice. The paper was called Mutagenic Effects of the Combination and Its Components of Albendazole and Ivermectin in Vivo and In Vitro by Lin et al. Quote, albendazole and ivermectin, common anti-parasite drugs widely used in livestock production, showed mutagenic effects in some extent. The mice treated with ivermectin or albendazole showed higher micronucleus frequency and sperm abnormality rate. The sperm abnormalities in the ivermectin single drug group were mainly head deformities and body tail folds. Among them, the proportion of banana head and amorphism was the highest. Let's go now to study 14. The paper was called In Vivo Combined Treatment of Rats with Ivermectin and Aged Garlic Extract Attenuates Ivermectin-Induced Cytogenotoxicity in Bone Marrow Cells. And this is by Cahill et al. Male Sprague Dolly rats were administered varying doses of ivermectin intraperitoneally, and the results indicated that the highest doses of ivermectin caused significant cytogenetic toxicity. And here are some photos from the paper. So the caption reads, nuclear abnormalities in bone marrow cells of male rat caused by ivermectin. And these are some typical examples, and they just show the picture version. The first is a nucleus with a bud. B shows us normal binucleated cell. C shows us binucleated cell with nucleoplasmic bridge. D shows us binucleated cell with micronuclei. E shows us reniform nucleus and micronucleus. And F shows us a fragmented nucleus. So here's a key quote from the paper. Ivermectin was found cytotoxic and mutagenic at high doses, since it significantly reduced the percentage mitotic index, and it increased the percentage of nuclear abnormalities, and it also increased the percentage of chromosomal abnormalities. So mitotic index represents propagation of cells. So the paper says they calculated this by looking at 8,000 cells and counted what percentage of them were dividing. So a significantly reduced percentage mitotic index is concerning. So too is the percentage of nuclear abnormalities as a percentage, and the percentage of chromosomal abnormalities also concerningly rose. Quote, these observations may be due to disturbances in the mitotic processes that lead to formation of severe chromosomal aberrations, and in turn caused cell death or cease of further cell divisions. And again, these are rat bone marrow cells. So here's a chart that shows us the percentage aberrant cells by ivermectin dose. So the x-axis is how much ivermectin was dosed. On the y-axis, what percentage of cells were aberrant? Which is not good. We don't want aberrant cells. And the control level was 7.2% aberrant cells. But as the ivermectin was ramped up, the percentage aberrant cells explodes. So the smallest dose of ivermectin was associated with a plus 3% aberrant cell rate. Then we see plus 21% at the next dose, plus 58% at the next dose, plus 137%. And then finally, for the highest dose of ivermectin, plus 240%. That is staggering. That is horrifying. Plus 240% for the rate of aberrant cells. From 7.2% with no ivermectin to 24.8%. And here are some charts that look at the different chromosome aberrations at varying dosages of ivermectin. So the green is the control, zero ivermectin. The yellow is 1.6 micrograms per kilogram. And the red is 3.2 micrograms per kilogram. So let's start with the break chromosome aberrations. Plus 100% at 1.6 milligrams per kilogram ivermectin. And up 267% when 3.2 milligrams per kilogram ivermectin was dosed. For the chromosome aberration of type deletion, there was no change at 1.6 milligrams per kilogram. But for 3.2 milligrams per kilogram of ivermectin, it shoots up 50%. So the next category, the next chart, acentric fragment chromosome aberrations, plus 127% for 1.6 milligrams per kilogram body weight of ivermectin, and up 160% for 3.2 milligrams per kilogram. And the last category here, ring chromosome aberrations, up 182% for 1.6 milligrams per kilogram, and up 545% for 3.2 milligrams per kilogram. The next study, study number 15, is a very interesting one. This paper was called Effect of Ivermectin on Male Fertility and Its Interaction with P-Glycoprotein Inhibitor, Verapamil, in Rats. This paper was by El Nahas and El Ashmawi. Now, what's very interesting here is we have different metrics. We can look at ivermectin alone, and then also when it was paired with this PGP inhibitor called verapamil. PGP is a very important detoxification mechanism in our bodies. And people who have a genetic deficiency and or people who are inhibiting their PGP with supplements, pharmaceuticals, or their diet, or environmental toxins, etc., are less able to rid themselves of this neurotoxic drug that we see time and time again is causing micronuclei and mutagenicity and genotoxicity, as we've covered in study after study after study. And I think this really exemplifies the dangers of these people peddling the PGP inhibitors. So what's really concerning is we see a 12% drop-off in the sperm count with just ivermectin. But it drops even further when it's paired with the PGP inhibitor, down 46% from the control when it comes to sperm count. For sperm motility, it's down 8% with ivermectin, and it's down 23% with ivermectin and verapamil. Now, this is a different subject from the current report, which is about clastogenicity, mutagenicity, genotoxicity. But check out my prior reports on the anti-fertility effects of ivermectin and the reports on the PGP aspects of all this. These can all be found on timtruth.substack.com. But this third chart is very important for this report. Sperm abnormality. In this rat study, they measured, with ivermectin alone, plus 5% sperm abnormality. But when it's paired with verapamil, up 59% sperm abnormality. And my hunch here, this is just a guess, is the PGP at the testes barrier is depleted. So the ivermectin is allowed to saturate in the testes. And this paired with the mutagenic aspects of ivermectin is a recipe for disaster. And that's why I think we see this plus 59% sperm abnormality with the ivermectin and the PGP inhibitor, verapamil. Now, another key thing about this report is they looked at abnormalities of these sperm cells, and they broke it into different categories. And look at what happens when ivermectin is paired with verapamil. SPM anomalies, plus 138%. MI anomalies, plus 290%. MII anomalies, plus 47%. SPM polyploidy anomalies, plus 93%. SPM fragment anomalies, plus 116%. MIXY anomalies, plus 600%. MI autosomal dissociation anomalies, plus 163%. MII fragment anomalies, plus 89%. And MI diploid cells anomalies, plus 300%. And this is really important because a lot of people are pushing over-the-counter potent PGP inhibitors. I'm thinking of things like quercetin, K2, grapefruit juice, and there's a long list. I'm still working on putting together this full list. If somebody's pushing a weird product on you, definitely look up to see if it's a PGP inhibitor. PGP is a crucial detox protein that is under attack by charlatans and fraudsters on the internet. And I think it's all part of this mass ivermectin poisoning. Big time, big budget operation. Tons of agents in the field. Okay, study number 16. Ivermectin mutagenicity rat study. The paper is called Micronuclei Induction by some anthelmintic drugs in male mice by L. Mockaway. At 72 hours after treatment, ivermectin induced statistically significant increase in the number of micronuclei over the negative control. The researchers are concerned that the veterinary dosing of livestock may pose a potential risk of dangerous exposure, which could lead to harmful genotoxic effects on humans. So here we have two charts. The left chart is after 24 hours, and the right chart is after 48 hours. Both charts look at the total MNPCEs, which stands for micronucleated polychromatic erythrocytes. These are a type of abnormal cells that can be observed in the bone marrow and peripheral blood of animals following exposure to certain genotoxic substances. So what happens? So the blue columns are the control levels, and the red column are the ivermectin-dosed rats. So after 24 hours, the micronucleated polychromatic erythrocytes up 300%. And after 48 hours, it's up 533% versus the control. Those are staggering jumps. Let's continue to study number 17. This looked at ivermectin damaging DNA in Chinese hamster ovary and insect cell lines. I think this was a postdoc thesis. It was written in Spanish, but I translated. Here's some quotes from the paper. When the COMET assay was employed, both ivermectin and Ivomec were able to induce DNA single-strand breaks in CHOK1 and CCL126 cells. Overall, the results evidence that ivermectin presents a similar pattern of cytotoxic and genotoxic damage than that induced by Ivomec. Our results demonstrate that ivermectin has the ability to induce damage in the DNA molecule, at least in Chinese hamster ovary K1 and CCL126 cells, but also highlights a highly cytotoxic capacity as the major deleterious effect of this antibiotic. Its widespread use would seriously jeopardize the organisms that are usually treated with ivermectin, including human beings. DNA migration analysis was performed by measuring the length and the width of the observed images. All the concentrations of both compounds tested on CHOK1 and CCL126 cells significantly increased the levels of DNA damage. Quote, the ability to induce repair-introduced DNA lesions was tested in CHOK1 and CCL126 cells previously exposed to 50 micrograms per milliliter ivermectin and Ivomec during an 80-minute treatment pulse. Immediately after treatment with both ivermectin and Ivomec, so at 0 hours, a significant increase in damaged DNA was observed in a high percentage of the cell population in both cell lines. So again, a mammalian cell line and an insect cell line. Quote, the deleterious capacity exerted by both compounds was reflected in the induction of single chain breaks in the DNA from the cell lines used. All right, turning to study number 18, our final study. This is another fertility study, this time out of Nigeria. And definitely go reference my prior reports on ivermectin versus fertility. That's one of the biggest concerns for me, especially given which countries have been shipped billions of doses of this and how it aligns with the Kissinger Depopulation Plan of Action, NSSM 200. So the paper was called Effects of Ivermectin Therapy on the Sperm Functions of Nigerian Onchocerciasis Patients. Quote, we observed significant reduction in the sperm count and sperm motility of the patients tested. On the morphology, there was a significant increase in the number of abnormal sperm cells. This took the forms of two heads, double tails, white albino sperms, and extraordinarily large heads. It is suspected that the above alterations in the already determined parameters of the patient's sperm cells could only have occurred as a result of their treatment with ivermectin. Sperm with abnormal morphology was also found to have increased after ivermectin therapy. And then this is a scatter plot of the percentage abnormal sperm. There's one data point where the person had less abnormal sperm after their treatment. But for everyone else who's above this line, this indicates a larger percentage of abnormal sperm cells versus before the treatment of ivermectin. And in many cases, big jumps in the percentage of abnormal sperm. Extremely concerning. We also have the sperm count pre and post ivermectin, showing us a significant drop in the sperm counts, and the sperm motility also took a major hit. And if we multiply the sperm motility by the sperm concentration, we can estimate the total motile count, which is one of the primary ways to estimate male fertility. Basically, how many moving sperm are there? And we see this big drop off in the total motile count, indicating a big hit to fertility. So that's the report. I wanted to cover those 18 studies. Check out my Substack, timtruth.substack.com, for more information and links to all these studies. I also have a whole bunch of reports on there. For example, the fertility studies, the PGP studies, the cytotoxicity studies, and I'm working on many more as well. There is an abundance of information that's not being conveyed by these ivermectin pushers, and it's extremely concerning. This is a really nasty drug, and I want to say shame on everybody pushing this stuff without relaying the side effects, without relaying the unknowns. I mean, right on the fact sheet, it says long-term studies have not been done to see if it's carcinogenic in animals. These people will not promise you that it will not impair your fertility. They will not promise you that it doesn't cause cancer. They will not promise you that it's not mutagenic. They will not debate this issue. Let's get one set up. My email is timtruth@protonmail.com. These people are hiding under their rocks, only emerging to give bad medical advice regarding the neurotoxic, mutagenic, clastinogenic, cytotoxic ivermectin. And with that, I wish you all a great rest of your day.